The following Compassion Radio program is an encore presentation from 4 years ago this month.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Well, welcome to this edition of Compassion Radio. Jim here in studio with Norm. And Norm, you just got back from a trip to Bethlehem Bible College, where Compassion Radio is an ongoing project there. And you visited with a professor who's, quite a favorite among the students.
He is absolutely a favorite. His name is Dr. Salim Munayer. Salim is a Palestinian Christian who in recent years has been both a dean at Bethlehem Bible College and also a very highly esteemed and deeply loved professor of Bible and theology. He also, by the way, is the founder and the director of a wonderful ministry that brings Israelis and Palestinians together to learn the process of forgiveness and reconciliation. And Lord knows we need a lot of that over in the Holy Land these days. But Salim is about as well prepared as anybody I can think of to talk about Bethlehem Bible College from the standpoint of somebody involved in that community. As our listeners hear this interview, they're going to hear some background noise. We weren't able to go into a quiet studio because things are never entirely quiet around that place.
Right.
It's a very vibrant and exciting and dynamic environment. But we were very pleased that we were able to get Salim to be with us and talk about Bethlehem Bible College, the work that it does, his perspective on the importance of this institution there in the city of Bethlehem, but also in the Palestinian community in general. He talks a little bit also about some of the needs that exist and so forth. I think it's a very effective introduction to this college for this month of April.
Well, let's check out that interview right now, recorded on site outside of Bethlehem, Israel, right here on Compassion Radio. Here it is.
Dr. Salim Munayer, we're here in Bethlehem, and you are affiliated with Bethlehem Bible College, BBC, but not the BBC that most people think of. Maybe that'll change someday, because BBC, Bethlehem Bible College, is a major force in the Middle East, isn't it? And maybe beyond.
Yes, I have two roles. I am a faculty member of Bethlehem Bible College, and also I run a ministry called Musalaha, Ministry of Reconciliation between Israel and Palestinian. Even so, the Bethlehem Bible College or Musalaha are very small number ministry and not well funded or very well known around the world, but it is strategically located, and the issue and the subject that we are choosing to deal to address are very important, I think, for the church worldwide.
Speak about Christian young people here in Bethlehem and in the whole Palestinian world here. What is the service that you offer, the kind of training that you offer to young people who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ?
I think one of the most important things is hope. Giving them hope in a very, very difficult situation. Also, we are not only giving people hope, we're giving people vision for the hope that there is. And third, very important, I think, the upcoming generation of our people, there are a new model. For example, the president of Bethlehem Bible College, Bishar Awad, as he's finishing his work as a president, he's a model, he's a hero for the new generation, how someone, refugees, lost a father in the war. In spite of all the difficulties, he was able to establish a Bible college. Upcoming male and female Palestinian theologians that they are internationally well known, giving hope for our people. Another aspect is we're empowering our people by giving them tools, biblical tools, in order to reflect on the Bible, on their situation, and to be light and salt to their community.
We have a lot of new listeners who have not been acquainted with our radio ministry for a long time. And they may not have heard the fact that there are many people that don't understand that there is a vibrant, historic church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not just in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
But in the whole Palestine.
In Palestine, in Israel, in the whole Middle East, there are 15 million Christians. And this is something that I encounter again and again, that many American Christians do not know, or even maybe they heard about that, but somewhere it comes through one ear to the go out the other ear, that there are vibrant, alive church here in Israel, Palestine, and this church mainly Palestinian. Palestinian Christianity is the church that formed here at the Pentecost, and the people were coming from mixed ethnic groups and background, that they have grown, that they have with time been affected by different historical huge movement here, from the rise of Islam to Arabism to the Crusades, colonial era, and the recent conflict. But they are, in the last 2,000 years, holding and praying and witnessing that truly Jesus, born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, crucified in Jerusalem, and the tomb is empty.
Yeah. Salim, talk a little bit about the curriculum here at Bethlehem Bible College. What are the training opportunities that are available? And then maybe go beyond that and talk about what are your graduates doing with this training that they get here.
Yes, it's very interesting that Bethlehem Bible College is the only recognized Bible college in the whole Middle East by authority.
Really?
That our senior authority recognized the degrees of Bethlehem Bible College, and as a result, our graduates are the ones qualified and approved to teach Christianity in schools. Mm. That's been in our part of the world. If you're Christians, during religious education, you study about Christianity. If you're Muslim, you study about Islam. One of the greatest we have here in the country, not enough teachers to teach in schools. So this is the reason that in our culture, 60% of our students in Bethlehem Bible College are female, and most of them become Christian religious education instructors in schools.
What are some of the subjects that you offer?
It's like a typical Bible college in the state. You know, you go through the whole scripture from Genesis to Revelation, pastoral care, youth ministry, music, typical Bible college anywhere around the world. But we have added several courses in our curriculum in order to address the difficulties that we have in our situation. One of them is the whole area of the church history here. Most people study about early church and jump to Reformation. They don't study the history of the church in the East. The church in the East is the one formulated our doctrine, the orthodoxy, the Nicene Creed, and the Trinity, and so on. Also, we address the historical event that happened in the Middle East in the last 2,000 years and how they are impacting the local church. Also, we empowering our students to be a witness to the larger Muslim community around us, and also how to deal with a very difficult political situation and loving their enemies.
Salim, talk about one or two of your graduates that might come to mind that would be representative of perhaps a variety.
For example, a young lady by the name Grace that you saw yesterday. She's graduated from Bethlehem Bible College, and she went to England and she studied in one of the top university in England to become a theological instructor in our Bible college. So for me, she's becoming a hero for our female students, our women, how she as a woman breaking the wall, the ceiling, and teaching Bible in our Bible college. Or I look and see that one of the biggest churches in Nazareth, the pastor is from the Nazarene Church. He is a graduate of Bethlehem Bible College. So there are a male-female example of people being studied, learned, graduated in the Bible college, and ministering to God in the country and among people.
Yeah. A thought occurs to me that there are a number of ways, it seems to me, that people can connect with Bethlehem Bible College. One of them is that you have a very fine choir.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the choir has come to the U.S.
True.
That's a wonderful way to engage and find out more about Bethlehem Bible College, isn't it?
Yeah, and to break the stirred up.
Yeah.
The stirred up of Palestinian people, Palestinian Christian. There is quite a bit of prejudice and stereotype, and you see the young people, male and female, with their beautiful voices and traditional customer Palestinian clothes coming and singing, praising God. I think for the American people, that is a paradigm shift.
I just want to say, I know there are pastors who are listening and people from a variety of congregations all over the U.S. Who might want to have Bethlehem Bible College, the choir, come and minister in your church.
Yeah.
It would be a tremendous opportunity for the church itself, and it would also be a tremendous ministry right back to Bethlehem Bible College. There's another issue, and you talked about the fact that it is difficult to fund Bethlehem Bible College.
Yes.
Speak a little bit about the challenges of funding the education that you offer, and the young people who come, what kind of resources do they have, if any, to bring to the table to purchase this kind of education?
Yes. Everybody knows that education is expensive, but here, first, the people don't have resources to pay on that. The high unemployment rate, it's sometimes got to 40% or 38% is very high unemployment. But the other difficulties is we are not allowed to charge our students above certain amount of money that has been dictated by the Palestinian Authority. Because the Palestinian Authority wants its people to be educated, and as a result, they have limited the tuition that university allowed to ask the student to pay. So they are asking the institution to raise the money to help poor students to study and give equal opportunity to all people. So we as institution, Bethlehem Bible College, we find ourselves that not only do the people cannot work, unemployment, but also we find ourselves limited by the law in order to give educational opportunity for male or female, and we have to raise money outside the country.
Something else I think is really important. You welcome visitors from the United States, from anywhere in the world, and you have facilities. I know they're limited, but it's important that people come here, isn't it?
It's very, very important. A lot of people come to the Holy Land as pilgrimage, but one of the problem is, for whatever reason, misinformation, fear, or being with a tour company that discourage them to come and visit Bethlehem. So, or if they come to Bethlehem, they come, they go through the wall to the Church of Nativity, to the souvenir shop, and out, and not meeting, interacting with the local believers. They miss a lot.
Yes.
They miss tremendous opportunity, because most of the people that came and visited and spent time with us, when they go back home, this is the most important aspect of transformation, visiting the land that they remember, visiting local believers.
And you welcome them to come to see the college, to learn about it?
We have a guest house. They can write to us and sit and eat with us lunch, and talk, have lectures. Hospitality, as you know, it is a commandment in the Bible, but it is part of who we are as Arab Palestinian.
How much does it cost per student to attend?
We can charge them up to $1,500, and most of them cannot. But you know the actual cost of every student, approximately $9,000 a year.
About $9,000 per student.
Yeah, because also our teachers, faculty, doesn't receive the same salary as American faculties. So this is another area of we have highly qualified faculty, but they're underprivileged. I mean, they're in a way that we're not paying them well. So this is another challenge that we have. But praise God.
One other thing before we close our conversation. You founded, and I believe probably administer, at least in part,
director,
Musalaha. This is a unique ministry.
Yes.
Tell our listeners just briefly about what it is, why it's so important.
Musalaha is a ministry of reconciliation. Musalaha means Arabic reconciliation. Because when I came back from studying at Fuller Theological Seminary, I have asked myself, what it is the message and what God requires of us to do in the one of the most bitter, difficult conflict that we have. And the message was reconciliation and loving our enemy. How we us as a Christian living in this land are going to practice the teaching and the commandment of our Lord. And as a result, I have formed the Ministry of Reconciliation, Musalaha, that we work around 3,000 people every year. The last few years, it's a growing ministry, and it is developing a theology of reconciliation that is a source of a blessing both to Jews and Palestinians.
Just tell us briefly, how important is the camel?
Yes.
to this program.
Yeah. You know, one of the problems here is that people cannot meet with each other. We have found the desert, and riding the camels together as Israeli-Palestinians is the best way to break the dehumanization, demonization. But the camel desert trips is just the beginning of the process to come to the point that they are affecting the society that we live in. So it is a joy, painful process.
Right now you say about 3,000 a year.
Yes, people go through our program.
Are going through this. Do any come from the U.S.?
Well, we are also lately, we are introducing leaders from the U.S. to our ministry. And last year we had 10 Israeli, 10 Palestinians, and 10 American went to Washington State, and they came and went to the desert with our people. And it was amazing to see how the American that thought that they are kind of a bridge, a buffer between the Israeli and Palestinian, when they came here, they went through the transformation and they had to reflect more inside them where they are about reconciliation. So it become more American-American reconciliation than helping us Israeli-Palestinian. So it shows you how much and how important this aspect of reconciliation.
Dr. Salim Manair, thanks so much for joining us here. It's a privilege to be at Bethlehem Bible College. This is a college unique in the world, and I can't imagine a better investment in Christian education anywhere than Bethlehem Bible College.
Yes, thank you very much. It is the place where Jesus born. This is the place we need to learn about it.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, Norm, that wraps up your interview with Dr. Salim Manair. And towards the end there, talking about Musalaha. Sounds like an amazing ministry he has going on there.
I'm not sure of the exact translation, but Musalaha is an Arabic word that means reconciliation or forgiveness. And it's a very important ministry that Salim developed a number of years ago, and it has grown in impact within the nation state of Israel, both in the Israeli and Palestinian communities. And what it does is it brings Israelis and Palestinians together who are tired of the violence, who are tired of the constant failure to come to terms with issues that need to be dealt with honesty, and also with a sense of biblical harmony. The sort of basic experience is that Salim will take a group of people out into the desert, and they are both Israelis. They tend to be young people for the most part. Israeli young people and Palestinian young people.
Just
they
think
go
of that.
Out into the desert.
Amazing.
In the Negev, which is, you know, really, really a bleak part of the world. And they go out there, and they have the opportunity to work together in harmony, to cooperate. We laughed a little bit about working with a camel. And camels are difficult animals to deal with. And we kind of chuckled because to get a camel to cooperate really involves teamwork. And so here you have Palestinians and Israelis having to team up together to rather subdue this difficult personality that the camel brings to the whole process. And it actually turns out to be a good thing, and it breaks the ice.
Wow.
And teaches a lot of lessons to people who might naturally distrust each other or wonder if, hey, you know, the other guy, where's he coming from? I'm not so sure I can buy into what he has to tell me about his experience. This is not psychobabble, and this is not a kind of cheap kind of pop psychology. Salim has built this program on a solid biblical foundation. And what I'd like to do is read something to you, a passage of scripture from Paul's letter to the Colossians that the folks at Musalaha point to whenever it comes to seeking to understand what this ministry is all about. And these are wonderful words, of course, written by the Apostle Paul. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. Mm. Those words, when they go out to a Christian community that exists within the Palestinian territories, is very instructive and very important for them to reflect on, to think about, and yes, even beyond thinking and reflecting, to apply to their lives. And the ministry of Masalaha, this ministry of reconciliation between people who are perhaps not naturally inclined to want to reconcile with each other or forgive one another, but who are tired of the pointless violence and the loss of life and the loss of opportunity to live a fulfilling life in this wonderful place known as the Holy Land. I think that this is one of the most important ministries that I know anywhere. And Salim Manair, the man that we listened to today, that I had the privilege to interview, founded this ministry a number of years ago, and it has made incredible progress in bringing together Palestinians and Israelis and teaching them how to relate to one another. It's interesting, the ministry now has offices in the Netherlands, in the UK, here in the United States, in Canada. It's a movement that is spreading. And we salute Salim Manair for having the vision to operate not on the basis of, oh, what terrible things have happened to me, and this is how I need to pay you back, but on the basis of the reconciling and redemptive nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man, that's what we need in what we call the Holy Land, which isn't always so holy, is it, Jim?
Well, we often talk, Norm, about the fact that Compassion Radio tries to be a signpost ministry. And this is certainly one of those times where we want to point our listeners in the direction of just some of the amazing things that God is doing in our world.
It's been a wonderful calling here at Compassion Radio, and once again, we encourage our listeners to consider making an investment in Bethlehem Bible College for young Palestinians who know Jesus Christ as their Savior, are being trained for ministry in their community, and yes, even beyond. Violence is something that has been such a difficult part of life in the Palestinian territories. Here, an alternative is presented based on the teachings of Christ, His example, and the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through those who are committed to Him and to the gospel that He proclaimed. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Another great encouragement from our vast audio archive. Here now, more good words from Norm on Bethlehem Bible College.
One of the most unfortunate blind spots that we American evangelicals have is our lack of awareness about or indifference toward the vibrant and spiritually alive community of Christian brothers and sisters that exists among the Arab population of Israel's Palestinian territories. They are, for the most part, caught in the middle of the conflict between the more high-profile antagonists in this conflict. Cher and I have been visiting Bethlehem Bible College since the 1990s, and we are not only impressed by the quality of training that it gives to its students, I'm not hesitant at all to say that I believe that Bethlehem Bible College is the most important Christian educational institution that exists today anywhere in the Middle East. We are supporting the scholarship fund of Bethlehem Bible College and offering financial assistance to the committed students who are pursuing a Christian education but who lack the funds to cover the costs of their study at this wonderful college.
The cost to scholarship one student for a year is $900, or for one semester, it's $450. Other amounts to consider would be $100 for 1 month's scholarship or $25 for a week.
And of course, your gift of $20 or $50, $100 or whatever will, in concert with the gifts of others, help provide for all of the kinds of incidental but necessary items that are required during a year's educational experience. This is exactly the kind of investment that I believe in. Nothing you can do is more important to achieving peace in the Holy Land than this.
Thank you, Norm. And on a musical note, so to speak, we have some of our wonderful Christmas music in stock from Morningsong and the Chapel Singers while supplies last. We offer those for a love gift of $15 for CDs and $10 for the cassette version. And finally, with the countdown to 2017 upon us, we need to remind you that Compassion Radio comes to you daily and reaches out in compassion to those who need to see and experience the love of Christ. Only through your financial support. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That address again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our web address, of course, available to you 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. This is Jim Governale. On behalf of our Compassion Radio team, have a blessed day in the Lord. And we'll see you tomorrow for the next Compassion Radio.